Now, to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel joining us. Back with Dr. Peel in just a moment.
As stewards of the industry, P&K Equipment supports those who work the land. With great deals on John Deere tractors and hay tools, when you purchase an eligible utility tractor or baler or mower conditioner, you can get $1,000 off your total purchase. And the best part is, this offer can be stacked for extra savings. So hurry into P&K or visit us at pkequipment.com. It's our way of saying thanks to you. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/30/15, subject to approved credit with John Deere Financial. Other incentives may be available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel talked with Eric Atkinson earlier this week on his Agriculture Today program about this cattle market, where we are in the waning days of 2014. Dr. Peel says it has been an incredible year, and one of the aspects of the very strong year for cattle prices in this country are international trade, export values helping underpin the move higher on these overall cattle prices.
Well, on the beef export side, again, kind of like domestic demand, we continued to see remarkable strength. For the month of October, year over year, the beef exports were down about 3.4%. For the year to date, we're just 0.5% up, basically unchanged from a year ago. We've been kind of up and down over various months. But the bottom line is, given the price levels we're seeing, I think it's surprising that exports are holding as well as they are. If you look within these numbers, you know, it's a mixed bag, kind of. Canada is off the most in terms of our major beef export destinations. Japan is slightly lower than a year ago, but actually was up strongly in October. Other markets, Mexico is still up for the year, although it was off in October. And South Korea and Hong Kong are both, you know, up strongly this year. Hong Kong was a little weaker in October as well.
Volume hanging in there and value much higher than a year ago because of the higher U.S. beef prices. One of the key markets, according to Dr. Peel, that's really starting to have impact globally, not just on U.S. exports, but other countries as well, mainland China.
Technically speaking, from a U.S. standpoint, we don't have access to that market yet. I wouldn't say we're not getting any beef in there. I think we are through Hong Kong and other places like Vietnam. But when you look at what's going on with the Australians in terms of their markets around the world, clearly China is a major driver in that increased global demand for beef.
Closer to home, probably nobody's got a better understanding of the Mexican cattle market than Daryl Peel. And Daryl, let's talk about Mexican feeder imports. I know that you've been watching these numbers real closely, and you think that we're starting to see maybe the end of this supply availability coming into this country.
You know, a little bit of context here. We had increased imports of Mexican cattle in 2011 and 12, and that was largely driven by drought liquidation as well as relatively strong markets in the U.S., but the Mexicans were liquidating because of the same drought problems we had in the U.S. Those dropped sharply, as expected, in 2013, because I don't believe the cattle supplies are there to support those kinds of export levels. 2014, so far, we're up about 13% at this point, up a little from last year, a little bit stronger than I expected, but I still think it's a case of sort of when do they run out of cattle, if you want to say it that way. Obviously, the record prices in the U.S. is a strong attraction for cattle to come from wherever they can. But when you look at the composition of those imports from Mexico, in percentage terms, it's more spayed heifers than it is feeder steers. And I think, again, we're probably reaching the end of those supplies. So the important thing of all of this is we've gotten about 120,000 head more that augments our supplies in 2014. I don't think we'll get that number, that kind of increase in 2015. I don't think the cattle are there to support that, and so that's going to contribute to even tighter feeder cattle supplies in 2015 from that standpoint.
So not only will feeder cattle supplies be tight because of heifers being held back in this country, tighter supplies coming in from Mexico will exacerbate our tight feeder cattle supply numbers. That's our Beef Buzz. Hope you're going to have a great rest of your day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.